Isla, come meet your date.
Dorothy motions for her granddaughter to join our group, as though she weren't already headed to us. Once she's standing next to her grandma, her eyes fall on me. But she says nothing.
This is my beautiful Isla.
Dorothy puts her hand on Isla's back, pushing slightly, and Isla jolts forward before finding her balance. Isla looks over her shoulder at Dorothy, clearly confused as to what exactly is going on. Grams nudges me with her elbow, and I look at her. She nods toward Isla. Hi, Isla. I stick my hand out to greet her, and her palm slides into mine. As soon as her skin touches mine, her cheeks pinken in the most adorable way, and our grandmothers become a captive audience, watching our interaction with bated breath.
Nice to meet you.
Our hands drop, and we stand in awkward silence for a few beats before Grams clears her throat.
You two should probably discuss when you're going to go out. Why don't we leave them alone to figure it out, Dorothy?
Grams interlocks her arm with Dorothy's, and the two shuffle off with matching conspiratorial grins. I shift in place and dip my head, palming the back of my neck. Well, that wasn't too obvious, was it? Isla raises her hands in front of her.
I swear, I had no idea what my grandma was up to until it was too late.
My eyebrow arches. Oh, the idea of having to spend an evening with me is horrifying? I tease. Her eyes widen, and her face grows a deeper shade of red.
Oh my God, no, I didn't mean it like that. Of course not, look at you. Obviously, it's no hardship. I'm sure any girl would be thrilled to go on a date with you.
Despite the fact that I was teasing and not fishing for a compliment, my chest puffs out a little at her words. Just not you? I slide my hands into my pockets, and when her gaze dips to my chest, I remember that my shirt is hanging open.
No, it's not that. I'm just embarrassed that my grandma felt she had to buy me a date.
I chuckle. Don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure my grandma forced me to do this bachelor auction for the same reason. Her shoulders relax a bit at the confession that we're in this together.
Really?
Think so. The question is whether the two of them were in on it together or not. We turn to see the two little old ladies standing farther up the hall, watching our interaction. They turn around quickly when they spot us looking at them. Do you want to exchange numbers to set something up? I ask her.
Sure.
She digs into her crossbody purse and pulls out a phone with a purple sparkly case.
Why don't you add your contact?
Isla passes me her phone. I do as she asks and hand it back to her. I'd add you to my phone, but my stuff is all still backstage. Speaking of, I should probably go grab it.
Yeah, of course. Okay, I'll text you and we can figure something out.
She puts her phone back in her purse, and we stand there awkwardly. Looking forward to it. It was nice meeting you. I nod and step toward backstage.
You too. Have a good night.
She really has a nice smile. Not too toothy or creepy. Sweet and genuine. You too. I'm by no means a lady man, but damn, I usually have more game than the lame ass I'm being. I head down the hall in search of my stuff. After finding my bag, I realize that I'm actually looking forward to seeing Isla again. She's beautiful, and she seems like a kind, low-drama person. Could there be an actual connection between us? I'm afraid to even hope for it.